Here's Kevin Martin. 47, you're quitting?
I think it's time there, Bob.
Well, you don't think you got another one in you?
Maybe, but it's a matter of, do you want another one in you?
I guess.
You know, I think it's time. You know, yeah, it's definitely time. There's no question about that. And but thankfully, the last one turned out okay.
Well, congratulations on the victory on the weekend. It's a hell of a way. If that's the going away party, it was a pretty good party, huh?
It was a very good going away party. And, the Players' Championship, of course, that's kind of the, as you and I have talked about before, it's that's the one that means a ton to me. And to get the 18th slam, too, that was an important number to reach.
Is it the grind? Because I know, and I think people that have heard you on this show now understand that you don't treat this as a casual event. You treat this seriously. You're on the ice in, what, July or August. You're working out all the time. I mean, you treat this as a real profession. Was it getting old?
It?
The work.
See, you know what? To be honest, the training, last year, trying to get to Sochi, being in the gym,
right,
at least four times a week or five for about 2.5 hours a day. I don't want to do that anymore, to be honest. My wife probably wishes I keep doing it, but no, it's just too tough, to be honest. It's just, you get to an age where things start to hurt, and the games are still fun. Like the big finals, like on Sunday, it was fantastic.
Right.
But to get to those finals, you're right. It just takes too much out of you.
So can you go from world champion, world class curler, gold medal winner, top of the food chain in the sport, to the A pool at your local rink one night a week?
No, I won't be part of that. No, but I'll get to play a little bit more golf, I hope. But no, I won't. I'll still teach. I love teaching curling and doing my academies, and I will definitely continue to do that for sure. But I won't be curling in the Monday night men's or anything like that. No, I don't. Some of the guys do, but that wouldn't be fun for me. No.
I think in your voice, it's very clear that it's all settled in your mind, and you're moving to the next phase of your life. Curling has absolutely been better off in the time that you spent. You've seen it grow tremendously, especially from the sponsorship, TV, and how the players are treated and how they're trained. It's really been dynamic during your career, what you have seen. Can you give us one example to explain to people the difference between when you started and then this, what happened during the Players' Championship that was extremely different?
Oh, man. When I started, I got together with Jules, my coach, still my coach today, 30 years ago, so it was in 1984, and at the time, there was no tour, there was no Players Association, there were no slams, no skins games, no Canada Cup, no Continental Cup. There was only, you could go to the Brier, or you could play in kind of local cash bond spiels. So the sport was more of a hobby sport.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody trained, nothing like that. Now, I always took, and Bob knows this, I always took 1 week off after the Players' Championship. I did nothing. Just took a week off, nothing. Then I hit the gym for the summer, 4 or 5 days a week, and then hit the ice early to mid-August, and usually competed about 120 games a year with an equal amount of practice, and travel worldwide. There's World Curling Tour all over Europe, Asia, the U.S. and Canada, and the Grand Slam property at 4 events, now going to 5. There's hardly a similarity from the time I started to now. It's completely changed. When I started, the average age of champions was 36 years old. Now the average age of champions, man, I'm going to venture to say 27, something like that.
Yeah.
It's just changed dramatically, and all for the best.
And how about the training? You still love the train. So what differences are you seeing in training? We know the ice is better, the equipment is better, but technique-wise, what has changed?
I think definitely the strength of the athlete. Now, depending on what position, the front end guys, it's all about upper body strength.
Yeah, bigger, stronger.
Balance. Mm, yeah. You bet, bigger, stronger. For the skips, building up your legs and balance is important. Staying lean, though, is more important than bulking up. You don't want to bulk up as a skip or a third. So it's very position specific as to how you train. And it used to be, before 1995, I don't think there was a curler that hardly trained at all.
Well, I mean, does raising a beer stein count as training?
And some of us play darts.
Yeah, okay. But, well, yeah. That's highly strenuous, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
but you know what I mean? Aside, that's the type of change we're talking about. Complete change of a sport.
Yeah.
And obviously the Olympic status has made a huge difference. Starting back as a demonstration sport in 88, gaining momentum and then becoming a full medal sport in Nagano.
Listen, we're a little tight on time here. We want to congratulate you on all of your accomplishments over the course of your career. And on a personal level, thank you very much for I've always been very, very gracious with your time when we've asked you. So I just want to say publicly, thank you very much for that. But we're not going to kick you to the curb yet because you've made a second unwise decision by deciding to join Sportsnet as an analyst. I will endeavor over the next few months to talk you out of that. But in the face of being unable to do that, we welcome you to this little insipid community. And we look forward to a lot more opportunities to sit and chat about curling over the next little while. Thanks, Kevin, as always.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's always a pleasure.
Talk to you soon. Kevin Martin, Olympic gold medal winning curler, one of the best that has ever played the game, retiring from the sport at age 47. And as mentioned, he will join Sportsnet as a curling analyst next season.